ANZ has had a big win with a panel of judges overturning an earlier ruling on credit card fees. Last year, the federal court found that late payment fees the bank charged customers were extravagant, exorbitant, and unconscionable. Both sides appealed aspects of that ruling. Sarah Farnsworth was in the federal court for today's decision and joins me now. Well, Sarah, what was being ruled on today?
Well, Brendan, what was being decided today was what was originally a split decision that was handed down by the federal court last year, in which it ruled that the late fees charged by the ANZ Bank for its credit cards was exorbitant and unconscionable and therefore unlawful. However, that was the only ruling in this landmark bank fees class action that is being held in the federal court. That was the only side of the argument that went against the bank. The bank had a win when it came to rulings on other fees, including honour and dishonour fees and over-limit fees, which were also in question. They were considered in that ruling to be reasonable and therefore lawful. Now, back then, the ANZ welcomed the decision, but it said that it wasn't very clear. As parts of the ruling weren't very clear, and obviously it wasn't the end of the matter. And it appealed against the decision by the federal court last year that its credit card late fees were unlawful. And today it's had a win.
So of the panel of judges who reviewed the case, was it all in the same view? How did the voting stack up?
It was a very short hearing in the federal court. Basically, all three judges ruled that the late fees on credit cards were legal. So this is not a win for consumers today. It's a win for the bank itself. And as I said, that was the only ruling that went against the ANZ Bank in the first place. And it was believed then that had that ruling been upheld, that late fees bank that the late charges on credit cards were unlawful, that the bank would have had to pay out tens of millions of dollars to its customers. That's obviously not the case today. However, it's not going to be the end of the matter, as was made very clear straight after the ruling when Andrew Watson from Maurice Blackburn spoke to reporters outside.
Obviously, we're still digesting the details of what's a very large decision. But based on what we've read, we think there are grounds for appeal and we will be making an application for special leave to appeal to the High Court.
That's Andrew Watson from the law firm Maurice Blackburn. Sarah Farnsworth, the ANZ mustn't be alone here with this issue of bank fees and legal action, is it?
Well, this is a test case and we have a total of eight banks where action has been taken against, and it's all being bankrolled by the litigation funder IMF Bentham. So we have seven other class actions just waiting in the wings to see how this was going to play out. That includes the other three of the four big banks, and also Citibank, St. George Bank, and Bank West and Bank SA. They are all obviously watching this and waiting to find out. The action with regards to them, would bring it makes it the largest class action in Australia. It's about 185,000 Australians have signed up to try and recoup what they consider to be unfair fees being charged by banks. This win today puts all that action on hold. As you heard Andrew Watson say there, he's decided that they will go through the judgment today. It's a very large judgment, and they'll go through it with a fine-tooth comb, but they are likely to put an application in to the High Court. He said it was only fitting that Australia's largest class action be heard by the highest court of the land.
Sarah Farnsworth.